嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴呢，早上好，我是姚老师。今天节目当中呢，我们来一起学习一下《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集当中的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句，会比较长。
And that's how Lynette finally got what she needed. Time for herself. And play dates for her kids. Play dates she was determined to keep at all costs.
And that's how Lynette finally got what she needed. Time for herself and play dates for her kids. Play dates she was determined to keep at all costs. Lynette 总算得偿所愿，自己的时间以及孩子们的护腰玩耍，他下决心不惜一切代价，一定要保住这个护腰玩耍的玩伴。And that's how Lynette finally got what she needed. Time for herself and play dates for her kids. Play dates she was determined to keep at all costs. And that's how Lynette finally got what she needed. Time for herself and play dates for her kids. Play dates she was determined to keep at all costs. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 and that 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 and that and that。而当 Lynette finally 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。你呢可以读成 Lynette finally Lynette finally。而再往后面看 ，got what she。放在一起呢，我们说前两者存在类似于不完全爆破的处理，后两者呢存在不完全爆破，所以呢这样的三个单词呢，我们可以读成 got what she got what she。 而 and play 放在一起呢，我们会有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 and play and play。 determined to 放在一起呢，是一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 determined toDetermined to. 再来看一下最后这样一处发音技巧，当 at all 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个连读，然后呢美式发音当中此处连读之后呢还会形成一个闪音，可以读成 at all at all.
The Scavo twins had become persona non grata, and Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays was growing dimmer and dimmer.Until one day...
Hey, put a press to knock it off, all right? Did you hear me? I said stop it. Stand up. Stand up. Come here. I'm so sorry. Did my son beat you up?
No, we were beating them up.
Is that true? Did they beat you up?
Nah, it didn't hurt that much.
Jimmy? PJ? What are you doing? What have I told you about ganging up on people? I am so sorry.I know, it's okay, you know, believe me, my boys can take care of themselves. If they got hurt at all, I'll pay for the doctor bills. No, not to worry, I got the feeling they were sort of enjoying themselves. Really? What would you say to bringing your boys over to my house and letting them hang out with mine sometime?
And that's how Lynette finally got what she needed. Time for herself.Play dates for her kids.
I'm sorry, but my boys decided to have a rock fight with your boys.
It was fun!
Play dates she was determined to keep.
Well, they look fine to me.
At all costs.
Same time next week?
Okay.
今天的话呢，在节目当中，我们来学习一下英文当中不惜一切代价的说法。可以说 at all cost, 或者呢 at all costs, 可以理解成为 in any way possible, regardless of risk or expense. 下面呢我们来看一下第一个例子。You must stop the press from finding out at all costs. 你一定要不惜一切代价阻止媒体知道。You must stop the press from finding out at all costs.下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。She was determined to win at all costs. 她下定决心一定要赢，不 不惜一切代价。She was determined to win at all costs. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。Please, save my husband at all costs. I can't live without him. 请不惜一切代价救我丈夫，我不能没有他。Please, save my husband at all costs. I can't live without him. 下面呢，我们来看一下这样一个例子。I hope my foot heals quickly. I try to avoid going to the doctor at all costs. 我希望我的脚快点好。我费尽一切努力，尽量不去看医生。I hope my foot heals quickly. I try to avoid going to the doctor at all costs. 下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。I would avoid that restaurant at all costs. Some of my friends got food poisoning there. 无论如何，我也不愿意去那家餐厅。我的一些朋友在那儿食物中毒了。I would avoid that restaurant at all costs. Some of my friends got food poisoning there. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。I intend to have that car at all costs. 我打算不惜一切代价买下那辆车。I intend to have that car at all costs. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。Mary was going to get that job at any cost. Mary was going to get that job at any cost. 这样一个句子你是如何去理解的？又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.